Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Nikki.
And Bonnie.
And it's good to be back in the actual studio proper after, you know, 2 weeks. I mean, I was here yesterday as well, but it's different. You know, and it's good to be back here, you know, giving out the number, being able to take calls and all of that great stuff. I love the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I love Fork Fest, but I'm glad to be back home in the air conditioning, first of all, because it got hot, right, suddenly. I mean, we're also further south here than, you know, up there in the mountains of Lancaster, but 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion tonight, coming up, we're going to be talking about Uvalde and their attempts to keep their records private so that the public can't learn, you know, was sort of, this is the Uvalde School District, so that the public can't learn what kind of shady things they were up to. Also, Hong Kong wants to rewrite their textbooks.
All in 1984, like, literally.
Yes, to suggest that they were never a British colony. And I'm curious, we're going to get into this later, but I'm curious if it's just that, you know, we're splitting hairs about what is and isn't a colony. Because I don't know that Hong Kong was ever actually a British colony, but it was considered part of the British Empire, if I remember correctly. It just wasn't a colony in
the
sense that...
what would it be if it wasn't a colony?
I don't know. I don't know what the, you know, proper definition of colony versus...
Was it like a territory?
Yeah, like, see, because the U.S. Yeah, the U.S. has territories. I would consider them colonies, realistically. But like the Philippines, I would call that an American colony. But, you know, they wouldn't. They would consider it like a territory. So I don't know. Maybe that's what they're doing. But first off, Apple announcing an extreme privacy mode for targets of government spyware. As soon as I saw this, I knew we had to talk about it, because they're talking about the spyware made by NSO Group, which is reportedly an Israeli spyware firm. In an attempt to protect its most vulnerable users, Apple has announced an upcoming feature designed to thwart hacking attempts from government malware. And I love this, that opening sentence. This is from Vice, by the way. I love it because it suggests that the people being targeted by governments are the most vulnerable people out there. Well, I don't know if they meant to suggest that or not, but they did.
Other governments bad, our government good, so.
But, you know, in the American worldview, the Israeli government is basically the American government, right? I mean, the two are intertwined, so if the Israeli government is bad, then American government is bad.
Yeah, that is a little weird that they're demonizing Israel.
And I'm just happy to see that they're recognizing that the people most targeted by governments are the most vulnerable. Apple's announcement specifically called malware created by Israeli spyware firm NSO Group, which was recently caught spying on dozens of journalists, government officials, and dissidents.
I'm sure it was more than that.
I'm sure it was. You know, similar to how they're doing it in Ukraine. Actually, I think, despite all of the horrible things that Ukraine has done, I don't think they've started spying on journalists and government officials and dissidents in the same way that Israel has.
Does that say, like, only American journalists and dissidents and stuff like that? Are they specifically targeting Americans? Because that would be so weird.
Is the Israeli government targeting Americans, you mean?
Yeah, like the dozen journalists and dissidents. Are those all Americans, or some of them are...
It would have been a good example of journalism for Vice to link to an article about these dozens of journalists, so I could click that and find out what these journalists were. I remember when we talked about it here on Free Talk Live when it first happened, when news of it first broke. But that was like 2 years ago. It was before the FBI raids. It was before COVID. Or it was after the FBI raids, and it was after COVID or during COVID, so it just got lost in my memory in the white noise of COVID-19 and everything that's happened in the last 2 years.
Oh, so this has been going on.
I'm sure it has. I mean, the NSA has, it's the Equation Group. Kaspersky Labs identified, that's what Kaspersky Labs calls them. It's almost certainly the NSA.
The NSO?
The NSA.
Oh, okay.
The National Security Agency for the United States government. And they are insanely good. They can intercept packages being shipped from one side of the country to the other, install spyware that is hidden in the firmware so you can never undo it as long as you're using that hard drive or whatever, you're hacked. And you may not ever know it.
Wow.
And you got to wonder what sort of agency would be capable of intercepting UPS trucks shipping from California to Washington, D.C. or whatever. And it's obviously going to be some sort of governmental agency. And Kaspersky says it's probably the NSA, and I tend to think they're probably right. But the NSO group of Israel is just as potent, even if they can't presumably intercept shipments in the United States.
TJ was telling me yesterday when he was in the NSA, he had some kind of program that could look through a foreign language book that was like, you know, a textbook-sized book, and get all the information out of it, like, and summarize it, and he said... they used to be worse because it's like AI that they used. And he did this in 2004. But
I know.
Said,
imagine what they have nowadays.
Yeah, he said that it had to be like 95% accurate. So that's insane.
That's crazy.
This new feature from Apple is called Lockdown Mode. And Apple described it as extreme and groundbreaking security capability in its press release published on Wednesday. Lockdown Mode, the first major capability of its kind, coming this fall with iOS 16, and they do some advertisements here, is an extreme optional protection for the very small number of users who face grave targeted threats to their digital security, Apple wrote in the announcement. And Apple does have somewhat of a history of standing up to governments around the world. Right when I think it was the FBI, they came to Apple and said, hey, we want to have a back door into all of your encrypted devices because all Apple devices are encrypted. Apple refused to turn that over. They did, however, decrypt the backups, so to speak. So if you're backing up your phone to the cloud or whatever, the FBI or whatever government agency can still subpoena all of that information from Apple and it won't be encrypted. Something like that. But they made a show of doing it, and if you're aware of that and you take measures against it, Apple is sort of keeping you safe from helping you keep yourself safe from the government.
Well, in one of their recent updates, they put something in the iCloud, the new iCloud terms and conditions, that basically none of your information on your phone is protected anymore.
Oh, really?
They were basically like, yeah, we're going to hand it all over to the feds.
That's disappointing. But, I mean, there are companies out there that will help keep you safer. Samsung partnered up with Knox, which I don't care much for because it was a partnership between...
What's Knox?
It's security software for Android devices, or specifically Samsung devices, and probably some others, but it was co-developed by Samsung and the NSA.
Wow.
So it's not, if I recall correctly, this was like 2013, 2014 that I first looked into it, but I'm pretty sure it was with the NSA or something like that. And it's very difficult to remove it from your phone. Like, it's there to keep you from being able to root your phone and to remove it from your phone. And sure, supposedly it keeps your phone from being hacked and all this other stuff, but I would rather trust myself with that than trust something, you know, co-developed by the NSA. In practice, lockdown mode turns off several features that can be exploited by hackers who use government spyware made by companies such as NSO Group or Kandaroo, which they did actually link to and I've never actually heard of. So it's another Israeli spyware vendor, shockingly enough. The features that will be turned off if a user decides to use lockdown mode are accepting attachments sent via iMessage. Well, you should stop using iMessage and start using Signal, first of all. That's end-to-end encrypted. Your messages are safe, and you can still send and receive images because they'll be encrypted. You also, some web technologies like a type of JavaScript compilation, incoming FaceTime calls from unknown callers, wire connections to a computer when the phone is locked, and, you know, similar things like that security-minded people probably aren't using in the first place. I tend to think you're serious people, you're people who are serious about security, they're probably not using iPhones in the first place. And if they are, they're not using FaceTime and iMessage and things like that. They're using Matrix and Telegram and Signal and Wire and all of these other technologies that are end-to-end encrypted. I mean, WhatsApp is really popular, but that's owned by Google, and you'd have no idea if it's actually encrypted or not. What do you think? Is this a good step toward keeping people safe from governments? Can Apple be trusted here? 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to call in and talk about whatever is important to you. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Nikki.
And Bonnie.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. I have not even heard about the value of cryptocurrency since I've been gone for the last 2 weeks or so. Last I heard, it was still hovering around $19,000 to $20,000. I imagine it's probably, if it had shot back up to $70,000, I would have heard about it. And if it had dropped down much lower than that, I would have heard about it. So I'm assuming here that it's still operating somewhere around that price point.
Yeah, a lot of stuff went up yesterday, supposedly, or maybe like 2 days ago. I heard about that. But it's all at like, I mean, Bitcoin's at like $20,000 right now.
Well, that's good. But the price of Bitcoin isn't why you should be interested in it. You should be interested in it because it can set you free of the financial system and the ability of governments to inflate the currency to pay for wars around the world. Bitcoin.com is your source for all information regarding it. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. Take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing information. And if you do already know about it, go to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all the news and headlines that are relevant to you. All on a sleek, easy-to-use website. That's news.bitcoin.com. Now, we're talking about this article from Vice here about Apple and their attempts to create a lockdown mode on your Apple devices that will presumably help keep you safe from government intrusions. Now, first of all, it raises so many obvious questions. Like, first of all, why is it necessary to have a lockdown mode to keep people safe from government intrusion, right? Aren't there supposed to be like courts and warrants and things like that that are supposed to keep governments from, you know, doing this sort of thing? But no, those don't apply.
Maybe Ian can get that software on his phone and keep him safe from government intrusion.
Does he use an iPhone?
No.
Well,
I forgot about that.
Ian, at least, you know, he had to install government spyware specifically because the government told him to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that really counts.
That's horrible, right? But I mean, that is what, you know, the price of, you know, being an activist sometimes. But the average person, journalists, they mention, shouldn't have to have a lockdown mode to keep them safe from the spying of the Israeli government, or the American government, or the Russian government, or the Chinese government, or whatever other government you want to insert into the equation here. People should have the right to privacy from their governments.
Yep.
And they simply don't. Another question is, why isn't this standard, right? If you can protect people from government intrusions, then why is this an extra security mode that has to be activated instead of being the standard? And, of course, the reason for that is because it keeps your device from being useful.
Well, and that's the thing, too. There are so many steps that people could take to be more secure. Like, the same thing with passwords.
Yeah.
You know, you could have a secure password, but it's too difficult for people to remember. So instead, they just say, password 123.
They
you know,
do
it's
that.
Too difficult for people to actually, and a lot of people just simply don't care. They want to use Facebook. They want to use Apple products. It's just easy and convenient, and that's more important to the majority of people than their security and privacy.
Yeah, honestly, I couldn't live my life the way that Chris Wade does. I just couldn't. Putting my phone in metal case every time
I
leave.
Honestly.
I wish I could, but
that's goals.
I mean,
yeah.
I prefer to take a simpler approach, right? Instead of going to the extreme that, like, Chris Wade does, you mentioned passwords. Password managers are a thing, and some of them have a pretty good history, like LastPass, which I think they were recently bought by LogMeIn, which has a long history of being pro-encryption and stuff like that. I mean, there aren't a whole lot of tech companies you can really trust to put their money where their mouth is, but LastPass is probably one of them, but it doesn't matter because the way their software is designed, all of that password data is stored locally on devices and not in a cloud or something like that. I don't know exactly how all of that works, but you just have one master password that can be as complicated as you want, and you install some sort of two-factor authentication, not text messaging, something like an actual authenticator app, And, you know, then you you're required to enter that code every time you want to access your passwords, or you can remember your personal laptop or whatever if you want.
But so even that's too complicated. You just lost a lot of people because that is too complicated for people, you know?
And that's scary because that's super easy. It's a Chrome extension.
And for some of it, it's like bank account information, you know, like serious stuff that you don't want to get hacked, that people just can't even be bothered to care to secure it. And then they get robbed and they're like, oh, how did this happen?
I used to be bad about that. I had like 5 passwords that I alternated between. But like for like banking applications and stuff like that, I used the super secure one that was basically, you know, a statement with a bunch of characters and with a bunch of symbols and numbers and stuff in it and capital letters. So it was a reused password, but it was still a complicated one.
Yeah, my bank account password is like 40 characters long.
See, that's what I love so much about LastPass, though, is I have no idea how long some of these are because it can let me make a 512 long character password if I want to. And I'm like, well, yeah, sure, why not? Make it extra secure, right? With all sorts of uppercase letters, numbers,
symbols.
To
me, though, if it's not stored in my brain, I feel like I can't trust it. And I probably can. I'm sure LastPass is very secure, but I just, the paranoia in me is just like, nope.
That's how I feel, too, and I know it's illogical, but I feel the same exact way. Ian is always like, why don't you use your LastPass? And I'm just like, because I can just remember a really complicated, like a few really complicated passwords. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this on the air, but that's what I do. But
I mean, if it's like a sentence or something like that, there's nothing wrong with that. Because, I mean, it's a lot of people use sentences that are like 40, 50, 60 characters, and it's easy to remember some of them. Sometimes there's, you know, leet speak or whatever, where they use numbers instead of letters or whatever. But if you can do that, it's not necessarily a problem. It's the reusing of passwords that can become an issue. But then again, if your password is sufficiently complicated and you're not entering it into like the public library computer or whatever, you're probably, you know, on fairly safe grounds.
Yeah, and after the Fed stole all my phones, I switched from all the passwords I used to use. I used to use the same passwords that I used, like alternatives of the same type of password that I started using when I started my first Neopets account when I was like 7.
Oh, God. I suspect that's true of most people, right? I
mean, probably.
Until they actually sit down to analyze their security, they're like, wow, I came up with that password when I was in the 7th grade. It might be time to change that or whatever. But, I mean, the heart of the matter is that if you want to be secure, there's a convenience trade-off. Like, if I want to go log into my banking app or whatever, I'm going to have to first sign into LastPass, enter a two-factor authentication code. Well, first I'm going to have to enter that password, enter a two-factor authentication code, then copy the password from LastPass into the banking app, and then probably get another two-factor authentication. That to be secure like that, that takes me a long time. Most people don't even want to unlock their phone. They just want to swipe to unlock or whatever and have it happen automatically.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that or any of the, you know, or they want to use a thumbprint, or they just want their phone to automatically unlock when they look at it. You got to trade off that stuff. And we're going to talk more about lockdown mode and what it can and can't do. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. Do you lock down your phone? Do you think it's worth it? It's free talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The alleged shooter at a 4th of July parade north of Chicago is confessing.
He was read his Miranda warnings, offered attorneys, etc. He went into details about what he had done.
That's according to Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt. He said the suspect is also being held without bond.
The judge ruled that there was probable cause to hold him at this time for 7 counts of first-degree murder.
President Biden is continuing to be slammed by small business groups for suggesting that gas station owners should drop the price at the pump. This time, it's Paul Hardin, who heads the Texas Food and Fuel Association. He says they're making pennies per gallon, and convenience stores make their money inside selling sodas and candy. You're listening to USA Radio News. Virginia's governor is doing what he can to promote a red wave.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is preparing to fan out across the country to stump for Republican candidates on the midterm election ballot as he tests his appetite for national politics and a possible 2024 presidential bid. Youngkin raised more than $2.5 million into his political action committee from January 1st through June 30th, according to figures shared with the Washington Examiner. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is going to court to challenge a subpoena to testify in the presidential election probe in Georgia. Lawyers for Graham saying the investigation is a fishing expedition and all politics. A grand jury is looking into possible 2020 election interference by ex-President Trump and allies, including Graham. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and I want to say thank you to Corey, who was yesterday's amplifier. This means that Corey is a member of the AMPS program. You can find that at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value the show and the ideas of Liberty, reaching close to 200 radio stations and always hoping to add more, then you might consider joining the AMPS program. That's the best way to do that. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It only takes $5 per month. That gets you in. It does come with a number of cool little perks, like there's the AMP-only Matrix chat, there's an AMP-only Facebook group, and some other cool stuff. So check it out. And Corey, thanks so much for your contributions. Let's go to the phones, however. We have Suzanne, who is on the line from Florida. Suzanne is the founder and owner of Truthsmacks. That's truthsmacks.com. You may have heard us talking about them here on Free Talk Live intermittently over the last several, I think about 2 months now. Suzanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Aria. Thank you for having me on. Just wanted to give your listeners an update.
Yeah, because there has been some confusion about where exactly Truthsmack stands and all. I know we're doing a Farewell 15, I believe, if people go to truthsmacks.com. That's Farewell 15. They get 15% off orders and a free small bag for every 10-ounce order.
Yeah.
So what is going on here? Fill me in.
Well, so that coupon code is still good and will be honored, and the free small bag as well with every large bag order. But, it's just been a real struggle for some time. And financially, I just didn't feel I could keep it going because I was always putting more in than I was getting. It was just, you know.
Sure.
I love what I've created, and everyone who tries it, they love it. So I'm proud of what I made of it. Yeah, it was becoming burdensome, so I thought, I'm just going to walk away or I'm going to sell it. I just, you know, I was overwhelmed.
Well, it's best to choose yourself, like choose what's best for you. And yeah, I think it reached a lot of people. I really liked reading the quotes on the bag when I first got them.
Thank you.
It was really an
awesome product.
Yep.
And it's not easy to walk away from something that you've built up like that, right? So.
Well, right, exactly. It's not. And that's why I've been just going around and around in circles in my mind. What should I do? I don't want to give it up. I put my life savings into it. I put all this time and energy into it, and I'm proud of it. So I announced on Facebook going out of business sale, and I gave the Farewell 15 coupon code, and the outreach was just overwhelming. People saying, oh, please don't give up, and people placing big orders and saying, please just.
Oh, that's nice.
This is not. Yeah. People have been so, so supportive. And
that's really great news. I mean, it saddens me that, you know, it came to that before. Because I started a small IT business, you know, years ago, and all of my friends and family, they loved the idea, right? But none of them were willing to hire me to do IT work or anything like that. And, you know, when I was trying to start a band, they all liked the idea, but none of them were going to buy one of my songs or anything like that. Until I was like, all right, guys, I'm giving it up.
Very frustrating.
And then it's like there's the guilt trip aspect to it. I realize that's not what you were trying to do, but, I mean, people shouldn't they support you, they shouldn't have to, you know, be guilted into supporting you. They should just support you.
Well, exactly. And so as soon as people started ordering, I immediately contacted everyone who placed an order, which there were only like five people, but they were large orders. And I was grateful. And I said, look, there's a 10% chance I might not go out of business because of all the support I'm getting. So I just want to let you know, and you can revoke your order, and I will honor that. And they said, no, I want the order. I want it to go through. I want to support you. I've been meaning to do it for some time. In fact,
oh, that's so nice.
I know. And one of your listeners ordered with crypto, which was awesome.
Pretty cool. I did not realize that Truth Smacks takes crypto. I'm going to have to update the live read here to make a note of that. So what are you leaning toward at the moment? I mean, is this an endeavor that you wish to continue pursuing?
I do. If I can just manage to support myself in the process. So, yeah, I'm going to double down. I don't want to go back to Korea because, you know, I was interviewed for a university position over there. That's where I was the last 20 years. But I left. Why? Because of the stupid mask. I couldn't take it. It was draining. It's like a slave muzzle. It is a slave muzzle.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it at all. It does no good, in my opinion. And so it's just draining. And the thought of having to wear a slave muzzle, a face diaper, again, I don't want to do it. So I'm going to do what it takes to stay here. Find a job that I enjoy, that'll pay the bills, and keep TruthMax going on the side. I'm determined.
It is hard to go back to jobs with the masks after you've been freed from that, because I know I had to wear a mask at the hospital, and it was kind of like, well, it was happening. It's like, oh, this sucks, but whatever. And then once I stopped working that job, and I didn't have to, even like to wear one to go on an airplane, it's like, I'm dying. Yeah. This is, I can't breathe. You know, it's hard to go back to that.
Well, Suzanne.
It is.
Thank you so much for the update. I hope it continues working out. Of course, people can find that at truthsmacks.com. And, you know, I want you to continue this. I mean, if that's what you want to do, but it is also true that, you know, a large number of business owners, when they're starting their business, they do still work a full-time or a part-time job or something like that to pay the bills. So
it's hard to start up your own business. I know I've done it or attempted to do it a few times, and it's not easy, and it takes a lot of money, so.
Especially when it has a product, right? Like, yeah. My IT firm was expensive to get going, and that was just services, right? I wasn't trying to sell anything, so I didn't have to have, you know, $40,000, $50,000 worth of inventory or whatever. I just had to be able to do what I was trying to do. But when you're trying to actually have a product like TruthSmacks.com is, that's even more of an investment that you need.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you so much, Suzanne. That's TruthSmacks.com. Evidently, now you can pay with cryptocurrency. I don't know if you have to. I guess I should have kept you on to get an answer to that. I imagine you're probably not using BitPay or something like that on your website at this point, or AnyPay has a WordPress plugin. But either way, go to TruthSmacks.com if you want to find out more about it. The reason they're called Truth Smacks, for those who haven't been paying attention, is that each bag has a number of truth-oriented quotes or freedom-oriented quotes on the back, because there is also a freedom variety of Truth Smacks. And
I don't think that we've had those ones.
The freedom variety ones?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think it's just got different quotes on them. I don't know. Or maybe it's that the original flavor are the truth quotes and the peppermint infused are the freedom quotes. I don't know. I'm not a big, you know, trail mix kind of person, but that's what Truth Mix is. It's trail mix, and it's all organic. Well, I don't know if it's all organic, but it's not that none of this overly processed crap.
I think she did say it was organic. I really like trail mix in general. Me and Ian eat a lot of it, and we really like Truth Smacks. In fact, we just ate our last one, so I'm sure we'll be buying some more really soon. Especially since they're not going out of business now. That makes me really happy.
Yep, that's TruthSmacks.com. I remember, you know, like I said, I'm not a big fan of trail mix, but we did have like four or five bags that Suzanne brought up to us for at the Free Talk Live booth at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And, you know, people would come up and they would just hang out and they would just, you know, snack on them. They were gone before ForkFest even started.
So I looked into how you pay with crypto, and she just has QR codes up there that you scan to pay.
Nice. Okay.
And that's what it appears. Like, she has Monero, Bitcoin Cash, Pirate Chain, regular Bitcoin, so.
Nice.
That is awesome. Monero for trail mix, man.
Yep.
I love it. Suzanne, thank you so much for the great work you're doing out there. I'm impressed. Yeah, I mean, I don't believe she was taking cryptocurrency prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because she was there.
And, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She's interviewed on the show. Cool.
And now she takes cryptocurrency. I don't know. Maybe those two things are related.
And she's smart for being happy about taking crypto now while it's down, because some businesses are like, oh, it's down, I don't want to accept it right now.
That's when you
want to accept it.
That's how you make money.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in here. We're going to talk more about what you can do to protect yourselves from government intrusion. That's 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. What are your tips to keep safe from hostile actors, government intrusion, maybe just miscellaneous black hat hackers out there that are trying to spread malware and stuff like that? 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. I've never had one of my personal computers, I don't think, not since I was like in the ninth grade or maybe the eighth grade, hit with any viruses or ransomware or any of this other nonsense. And it's not because I'm doing anything, you know, I don't run antivirus software. What I hated that about running an IT company, right? Like, any time a customer got hit with a virus, that was always their first question. Well, I thought I had an antivirus, right? Which is like the equivalent of, you know, asking how did you get HIV if you always use protection, right? It's, okay, these things are not foolproof or whatever. Mm. And, you know, that's what people tend to think when it comes to antivirus. It's bloatware at this point. It's feel-good software that just slows your computer down and achieves absolutely nothing.
You know what's really fun? When I was maybe like 14 or something, I downloaded an antivirus software that turned out to be a virus. Hmm. And I'm like 14 years old, not really knowing any better. And I'm like, oh, this sounds like a great idea. I should download some antivirus software because I'm like using LimeWire and stuff like that.
Sure.
And it totally gave me a virus. And it was... Yeah, so I learned my lesson.
So what is the point? Why do people want to give other people's computers viruses, and what do they get out of it?
Well, ransomware is the most popular one these days. It encrypts your files, and you're like, hey, give me some cryptocurrency, and I will decrypt your files for you. And in my experience, having dealt with this in the past for clients, they do decrypt your files. I don't know if this is still true, because now there's a lot of imitators and stuff like that, and... You know, initially in the early days, they had to have a good reputation of, hey, if you actually paid the ransom, they would decrypt your files. Otherwise, no one would ever pay the ransom, right? But I suspect that at this point, 10 years later, however long it's been, it's less likely that they're going to actually decrypt your files. So that's one thing they get out. They also, identity theft, they gain access to your bank accounts on occasion, or, well, you know, your credit card information or whatever, because a lot of, like... Google Chrome, it has most people's credit card data saved into it.
And that's another thing that kills me. Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's such a bad idea. I can, not even hackers, Someone else can, if your computer is open, just go on your computer and start buying stuff with your credit card. It's just,
yep.
It doesn't make sense.
One thing that is so annoying to me is on my iPhone, every time I type in a password, it asks me, do you want me to save your password? And I'm just
yeah,
like,
that's
no.
So annoying.
Yeah, I
hate when it does
well.
That too.
But one thing, one of the more bizarre things I learned when doing IT work was that the best antivirus software out there sounded like it was a virus, right? Like superantispyware.com, right? You think, oh, God, that's got to be spyware, right? That's got to be a virus. No, it was one of the best virus remover tools out there. And, like, rootkits were a major problem with Windows XP back in the day, and I still don't even understand what a rootkit even was, but there was, like, only one tool that actually took care of it, and it was called CombofiX, right? Like you go
sounds
to,
legit.
Yeah, you go to PCRepair.com, and you install their tool or whatever, and it's going to fix everything, but no, it actually works, and it was not a virus. But
so rootkit is a virus?
It's a type of virus. Hmm. I haven't run into it since Windows XP, so it may have been a type of virus that was unique to, you know, that era. But, I mean, Windows Vista, Windows 7, all of these operating systems, SIS, I mean, they still get viruses, I'm sure, but I don't do IT work anymore, and I don't generally hang out with people who, you know, download, you know, video players from porn.com or whatever. So it's I don't hear about too many viruses.
So why don't Linuxes get viruses?
Because no one uses them. If you're going to write a virus, you're going to write it for the operating system used by 99% of people instead of one. There are Linux viruses out there, but first of all, your average Linux user, yes, they're more knowledgeable than your average PC user.
And that's the thing, too. Probably most people that are using Linux aren't going to click on the find hot Asians in your area, you know? Yeah.
Sure. Sure. I mean, and it's difficult to make Linux do anything that you kind of want it to do. To be like, I used to run a Linux Mint, and Mint is like the most Windows-ish of the Linux operating systems. Ubuntu used to be the more popular one, but it got replaced with Mint. And Mint is very, very similar, but like, with Windows, if I want to use a VPN, my preferred VPN, which I can't use right now due to legal conditions, but it was Windscribe, and they had a nice little app. It's also available for mobile. You know, you just install it on your phone, or you install it on your computer. You click the button.
Not on Linux.
On, and you're good to go. No, on Linux, there's this long command line thing, and then you have to enter all of the settings through command line, whereas with Windows, you have this nice little graphical interface. You click the drop down and connect to Singapore or whatever. Here, you're manually typing in. You're looking up country codes and stuff like that on the internet. It's just completely that was
speaking of inconvenience in the name of security.
Yeah.
And WinScribe was like, we support Linux, right?
Sure you do.
I mean, technically, it was true. Other VPNs like ExpressVPN or NordVPN, you can't even run them on Linux.
Hmm.
But WinScribe, you could. I love WinScribe, by the way. If you go to look them up on Facebook, they do have a Facebook page, and it just says, if you're seeing this, then you don't take security seriously.
That's
enough.
Awesome.
There was one point where, I mean, back when I was using I don't remember what it was, but they had really clever messaging. Like WinScribe, they're cheap and they take cryptocurrency. It's like $30 for a year service unlimited data.
Bad.
And I'm not being paid to say this, and I haven't been able to pay WinScribe in like 2 years now, but I use them for a reason. They're great, and they actually take things seriously, and they take cryptocurrency. You get a year's VPN for like $30 in Bitcoin Cash, man. What's not to love about that?
I might switch.
Yeah,
sold. You sold me.
I think it's worth it, right? And it is available for mobile as well. So I mean,
is it Wind like you win or Wind?
Wind. WIND. It's a cool little app, and I loved it, but, you know, it was difficult to use on Linux, and I'm not a novice when it comes to computers, right? I know my way around a computer. Not Linux, though. Like, I play a lot of video games, and this is primarily why I use PC, and people are like, you shouldn't be using Windows at all. I was like, okay, well, look, when Resident Evil Village runs on Linux, give me a call, right? Like, well, technically, you can run on Linux, yes, at like 3 frames per second, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Sure, I could render it on this notepad with a pen and paper, too, and say that I'm playing it if that's really what I want to do.
Yeah, there's been instances where I was trying to download something on my computer, and it was so difficult that I just used Matt's computer instead because he runs Windows. I'm like, it's not even worth it for me to take the time to figure this out. I'm just going to use a different whatever software.
So that's why, you know, there are fewer viruses written for Linux, because fewer people use Linux, and, you know, the average Linux user is not going to, you know, click on the ad for hot Asian singles near them or whatever.
Oh, I just thought that it couldn't get viruses. That's what I thought from, like, I don't know, Ian always says, Linux doesn't get viruses.
Well, that's the same thing they used to say about Apples, too. That was, like, the thing about Apples, like, oh, they have really good, virus protection.
Wait, I mean, that's true for Windows now as well, since Microsoft Security Essentials came along with Windows Vista, and now they have an actual Windows Defender and stuff like that. But there were antitrust reasons that were keeping Microsoft from being able to write an antivirus. Because you got to, Microsoft knows what their operating system should, well, no, they don't. Microsoft are idiots. But in general, you know, you would expect a corporation to know what its operating system is going to be doing at any given moment. So they would be the best ones to write antivirus software for that operating system. But I don't remember the specifics, but it was something, some kind of antitrust nonsense that was preventing them from doing it. And they used some backdoor through Microsoft Security Essentials or something.
The government keeping us safe.
Yeah, essentially that. But there are ways. I mean, just like I'm running Windows 10 now. I've been running it for a long time. I'm sure Windows 10 gets viruses, but I'm not doing anything particular to try to keep myself safe from viruses or anything like that. You know, I used to download plenty of torrents and stuff like that. But, you know, if you're downloading Halloween Kills or whatever, and you find, you know, it's 134 megabytes, that's probably not the movie, and it's probably just a virus, you know. Or if you're going to install a game or something like that, and it pops up as, you know, 16 kilobytes, this just set off some flags, but most people don't look for things like that. The biggest thing that people can do to keep themselves from getting viruses is to go into File Options. Just go to open your File Explorer, that little folder icon, hit Alt, hit Options, and turn off Hide Known File Extensions. Because this, like PDFs and Word docs and stuff like that, they all use the same file extensions, and a lot of viruses, they hide that. They pretend to be .doc or .pdf or whatever, but when you double-click it, it actually installs this virus or whatever. And you would catch that if you weren't hiding the known file extension, because you would see .exe at the end of it. And you go, oh, well, that's actually a virus. That's probably the best thing people can do, but that's not going to help you from the government. 603-283-6160. Apple thinks they can protect you from the government. I'm not convinced that anyone can, and I think that's all the more reason the government should be abolished. But 603-283-6160. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we need this government overreach. Maybe Israel actually needs...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.